listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
We got a break from the rain and snow, but we've got strong winds coming our way.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our team coverage, Utah spring weather.
A low-pressure system on an odd path is setting up a round of winds coming from the east down the mountain starting tonight, with the strongest winds expected tomorrow and Friday morning.
But looks like the potential is for gusts of 45 to 65 miles per hour both Thursday morning and Friday morning.
KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says the strongest winds will be from North Salt Lake to Ogden, with Centerville and Layton really in the bullseye. The winds are expected to die out by Saturday, where highs are expected to finally get back into the 70s. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Speaking of winds, we had a strong gust in Holiday that brought down a large tree in a restaurant parking lot, and unfortunately, several cars broke that tree's fall. KSL TV's Andrew Adams was there to see the aftermath.
Nobody expected high winds to hit here. Troy Aldrich said he'd just gone into the Cotton Bottom after listening to the gusts all day when there was a problem in the parking lot.
Nice young man from the valet parking over here came into the bar and let us know that a tree had fallen.
And next thing I know, I see this 40-foot tree just careening down on top of all these cars.
Wow. Nobody was hurt when that tree came down, but several people will now need to go car shopping.
Some Utah ski resorts are extending their season after a fresh round of snow dropped this week. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more.
Brighton, Bryanhead, Solitude, and Snowbird are still selling lift tickets through at least Sunday. That's when Solitude and Bryanhead shut down. But you can still catch the remaining snow at Brighton until the 19th, and at Solitude until at least Memorial Day, as long as you're willing to strap in on just the weekends. Alta, however, is staying closed despite getting almost 3 feet of powder from this single storm. The snowfall doesn't mean that every lift is going to be rumbling again, though. Brighton and Bryanhead will have just one lift running, while Solitude and Snowbird will keep ferrying skiers uphill on 5 lifts. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We told you yesterday at this time about the 4.4 quake near Tremonton and the aftershocks, but the ground has kept shaking with dozens of small quakes since then.
Seeing these earthquakes that are felt but not damaging are a good reminder of this threat that we have in the Wasatch Front, and just to remind people to practice earthquake safety and be prepared.
U of U Seismograph Station researcher Dr. Emily Morton says these smaller quakes are normal.
KSL's top national stories now. Multiple tornadoes touched down in several states over the past 24 hours. ABC's Andrew Dibbert is checking on the damage in Michigan.
Damage reported in nearby Union City and Kalamazoo. Hairstylist Amanda Miller escaped injury with her customer and coworkers as a tornado tore the roof off her barbershop.
One photo is like the salon floor, and it's like knee deep with insulation and roofing and stuff. I just like dove for it to the break room because I knew that was going to be like where the least amount of like debris and stuff would come in.
Tornadoes also spotted overnight in parts of Indiana and Ohio.
Nearly 200 homes were damaged by tornadoes over the past 2 days.
This comes on a day when we're talking about several major insurance companies pulling out of California over growing wildfire risks. Gary Ledbetter rebuilt his home after it burned in the 2018 Paradise Fire.
I hear a lot of discouraging stories. People saying their policies went up 700%. People saying they were dropped. You kind of hear a lot of bad stories.
The state's legislature tried to fix the problem through a series of reforms, but they've put the insurance industry and consumer advocates at odds.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, I-15 traffic is still slow in Draper, but it's still only heavy in Murray. Traffic is pretty much cleared out coming south from Ogden to Salt Lake on the freeway as well. City streets, busiest stretch right now, still Mountain View up at 35th South, and now a little bit on Bankator going through 9800 South in the valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
City leaders in Orem and surrounding cities are discussing a potential Alpine school district split.
A lot of the cities within have formed interlocal agreements, and the remaining cities of Linden, Orem, Pleasant Grove, and Vineyard are doing the same. Theoretically, this could lead to a three-way split within the district. Despite this, leaders in Pleasant Grove say they're not a fan of a three-way division, and instead prefer splitting the district between the western cities and everyone else. Vineyard Councilwoman Marty Cifuentes tells the Daily Herald her peers also support a two-way split, and Linden City Council members say the same. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City police are investigating after finding a man with a gunshot wound and a gun in the hands of a 16-year-old girl. The teen girl was detained but is not facing any charges yet. Police suspect the shooting was domestic violence related.
Utah schools can now apply for funds to pay for new gun detection systems. We get the story from KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi.
The state legislature allocated $3 million for the program. Every school in Utah can apply for the funds. The money would pay for the software that activates up to four cameras in the schools as an overlay. If an unholstered firearm is detected, local law enforcement and school officials will be notified immediately. The program is for 1 year and expires at the end of June 2025.
Schools interested in the system need to apply for the funds by June.